Roland Smith here, along with Carl Sabatino. Our guest, Adam Witte. He is founder and CEO of Advantage Media Group, an international publisher of business, self-improvement, and professional development books, and online learning. Now, Mr. Witte has been featured, Carl, on ABC and on Fox, and was selected for Inc. magazine's 30 Under 30 list for America's coolest young entrepreneurs. So I'm delighted, Mr. Witte, to have you join us today. Would you, if somebody asked you to define an entrepreneur, what would you say?
An entrepreneur is someone that is comfortable with uncertainty, sees an opportunity in the marketplace where they can create a product or a service, build a business that can make customers' lives better, and for that, that customer is willing to pay them money. So it's an exchange in the marketplace of value. You give me money, I provide you a product or service, and both sides are happy with that exchange.
I love that definition. I think that's a terrific one. Now that, and you can be old and still have that kind of a motive.
Oh, entrepreneurship is agnostic when it comes to age, color, creed, background. Any single person in the world, regardless of upbringing, can be an entrepreneur.
What would you say is the greatest quality of a leader in any kind of new business?
You know, I think the greatest quality of a leader, period, is they see themselves as a servant. And what that means is that they put the interests of their people in front of them, and their number one job, their number one mission is to make sure their people succeed. Because if a good leader makes sure their people succeed, then the people will make sure that the company and the organization succeeds that leader might be running.
In the terms, Carl Sabatino here, Adam, in the terms of today's environment, particularly young entrepreneurs, give me a sense of how they are, shall we say, growing in the out in the cabbage patch. How are they growing in terms of their development along with others over the last, let's say, 20, 30 years? New generation of electronic and online savvy young people coming into being.
I'll tell you this. There's good and bad. The first thing that I'll tell you is that entrepreneurship is alive and well. And I would certainly say it's growing towards a high point. I sit on the advisory board for two universities for their entrepreneurship programs. And what I've seen walking around college campuses is that there's probably never been a point in the history of our nation, really, where there's been more young people that have really seen entrepreneurship as a viable career path, as a viable life path, really than any other time but now. I mean, it's hitting a high mark. And so to me, that's really exciting. Now, what are some things that young people today are doing? What's the background that they have that makes them likely to succeed in entrepreneurship? The first thing that I'll say is that a lot of kids in college today, they grew up with parents that were both working. And so they grew up in a household where they were alone a lot of the time because both parents were at work. And that can be seen as a negative, but it can also be seen as a positive in the sense that it's forced a lot of young people today to become more independent, to become more self-sufficient, and for lack of a better term, to figure some things out on their own. And that's a quality that you look for in entrepreneurs, that they've just got to figure things out on their own. They've got to be resilient. They've got to be tough. And they can't be dependent upon somebody else. Now, what I can also tell you that I see amongst young people is that there is some sense of entitlement. There is perhaps a smaller amount of appreciation for grit and hard work in today's generation than probably in generations before. But some of that entitlement is centered around this idea that, look, I'm confident enough in myself that I can do it on my own. And so on the whole, when you look at the positives and the negatives of the millennials in today's generation, and I fall into that category, I'd say there's probably more positives than negatives that predispose them to have a better shot than not at succeeding as an entrepreneur.
Well, you know, you talk about in your lectures the five essential building blocks for a thriving work culture. And then you say you first need to have the right players. What do you mean by that?
Well, you know, any business that's going to grow to any significant size is going to be dependent upon people. You can start a business out of your home and be the only employee, but as soon as you want to grow your business, you're going to need to start hiring people. And hands down, the best organizations in the world, those that are the most well-known, whether it be Walt Disney Company or whether it be Apple or Southwest Airlines or Zappos, if you want to talk about what makes a great company, it always comes down to one thing. They have great people. And so what that means is that as you, an entrepreneur, begin to grow your business, you're going to have to hire people. And you have two choices. You can either hire what I like to call an A player. An A player, that's an all-star. Or you can hire a B or a C player. And I like to call that a at-leaster. An at-leaster, well, at least I'm not doing as bad as him. these are people that maybe will get the job done, but they're just not going to be great. They don't have that ambition, that drive, that hunger to truly be the best. And finding great people is really hard. But if you want to build a company and create a culture in your company that attracts the best, you've got to have the best on that team. There's a reason why LeBron James 4 years ago went to the Miami Heat, because he was convinced that they had the best players that he could work with so they could win a championship. And by gosh, 2 out of 4 years, they did win a championship. So the very best people in an organization or on a sports team for that matter, they want to hang out with other A players and with other all-stars. And so the job of the boss, the job of the head coach, is to recruit those all-stars to come play on their team, or in this case, come work in their business.
Mr. Whitty, what in your opinion, and you know, we can go around and around on this issue, and I have my questions about the younger generation. I've taught them. I've, as an adjunct professor in a number of systems across the country, and I blink. I've got to tell you, sir, I blink. I really blink. And I say, what the heck is going on here? Did I miss something? But what is it, in your impression, is the thing that they need most today? Stepping out of that as a member of an advisory board on two universities, what do they need today? Stepping out of their educational window, what do they need?
You know, probably sometimes they need a swift kick in the behind.
Oh, and I've got the beehive for them, but that's beside them. With the bees ready to sting, but keep going. What do they need?
You know, what do they need? Here's what they need. They need they don't need the coddling. I mean, the one thing that I'll tell you about young people today is they are well coddled by their parents, and well coddled means supported. Every need is met. The answer is always yes, regardless of the question. And entrepreneurship, I mean, if you want to be successful as an entrepreneur, that means that you've got to be resilient. You've got to be mentally tough. You've got to be very comfortable with rejection. And you've got to be very comfortable running into a brick wall, falling to the ground, picking yourself up, dusting the dirt off your shoulders, and then getting ready to start running or walking again. And I think that so many young people today are so protected, they're so insulated, they've not yet had an opportunity to have to face adversity and challenge in any significant way.
Is that the parents' fault?
Well, you know, it's partially the parents.
Or is it our culture today?
It's both. You know, sometimes I'm a big believer that great bosses and great parents, they have something in common. And that is that if you truly love your child or if you truly love your employee, sometimes love means telling them that it's not a fit for them to be here anymore. If you truly love your people, sometimes they outgrow your company and it's time for them to go. The parent that gives their child tough love at some point is going to kick him out of the house and say, you know what, enough, Junior. You got to go make it on your own. I'm not going to put a roof over your head any longer.
Sometimes, Adam, the word is no.
That's right. No, that's exactly right. And again, it goes back to challenge and adversity and grit and resiliency, being told no and dealing with it and getting over it and still making something of the situation.
Adam? So, I'm sorry to interrupt, but can you give me a website where people can go to
quickly.
To learn more about what you're doing?
AdvantageFamily.com. That's the company I run, Advantage Media Group. We write and publish books for entrepreneurs and business leaders.
Well, I thank you very much for taking the time to talk with us today on Smith Sabatino.
Carl Sabatino with Roland Smith. This is America Weekend on the Envision Radio Network. Please.
America Weekend. Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-289-1668. That's 800-289-1668. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-289-1668.